This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tanya Andrews joining us from Crossing Healthcare. Good morning, Tanya. Happy Wednesday to you.
Well, good morning, Brian. I'm a little apprehensive to join the show this morning. Are you guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Awesome. Such good conversation. Such a tough topic.
It is. I think that, well, not to go back into that, I just don't look at our politicians, our political system actually talking about solving anything. I just think they want to use our problems to divide us, and no one spends any time at all talking about how to actually make things better.
You are absolutely correct, but what I see so much of is people trying to make things better here locally, and I love that you highlight that on a routine basis.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't spend more time talking about it, but it's just easier to point out the problems, I guess. All right,
yeah.
Let's talk COVID. What's it look like in Macon County right now?
So Macon County is seeing improvements. We're seeing our overall positivity rate drop. We're around 3.2%, I believe, which is a significant improvement. We still see some, you know, we're still considered a high transmission rate, but we're coming down. And so that's positive. You know, yesterday I had the really awesome experience to go out and speak at the Manufacturers Roundtable, which, again, Nicole Bateman is doing such a wonderful job. She brought together this group of manufacturing professionals, and myself and Greg Webb from ADM spoke about shield testing, surveillance testing, and really had a great dialogue on how these manufacturers locally can navigate this pandemic moving through the winter months, and how do you keep a workforce safe in a pandemic one more winter. And so it was a really great opportunity, but it's another example of how local manufacturers are leaning on one another and local resources and, you know, being prepared and ready to keep their businesses thriving. So it was really nice to see that side of things, because oftentimes, you know, I see a very different perspective. So that's good. And Macon County is improving.
All right, but we still have to be careful. And, you know, what are you seeing on the breakthrough cases front? I mean, I think that there's a certain math equation that the more vaccines you get, the more breakthrough case. I mean, that just makes mathematical sense to me. You're going to have more of these, but the numbers still look like 1 in 5,000.
You're absolutely correct. There are more breakthrough cases, but I think the nuance that people, again, need to pay attention to is that breakthrough cases are most often very mild and certainly not requiring hospitalization in most situations. There are the cases, the breakthrough cases, when people require hospitalization that have had the vaccine. Typically, they are folks that have pretty significant underlying health conditions. And so certainly if you are, you know, battling cancer and those kinds of things, your doctor has told you have to be super careful because the vaccine is protecting you to some degree, but not as much as, you know, the general population. Still, the vaccine is the way to keep healthy. It is the way to keep from being hospitalized and certainly keeping death rates lower for COVID.
All right. And what's the latest on boosters?
Yeah, so if you have to have a cheat sheet to keep things straight with boosters, you know it's complicated, and it is. Right now, the CDC is evaluating third-dose boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. So Pfizer is approved for third-dose boosters for people age 18 and up who have an underlying health condition or in a frontline healthcare or in a frontline job. So most people meet the requirements for a third dose booster, and I would encourage them to do that if they've had Pfizer. If you've had Moderna, you are approved to get a third dose booster right now only if you're immunocompromised. So it's a very small group of people. However, we're expecting to get approval next week for third dose boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson along the same lines that they were approved for Pfizer. So that's a stay tuned. It's changing pretty rapidly, but I do believe by the end of next week, anyone 18 and up would be eligible for a third dose booster. We'll get that guidance, you know, very quickly. So
okay, well,
it's something to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Keep us posted. All right. And what about testing and vaccinations on site with you guys right now? Because people still need to get tested. I mean, I know it seems to be kind of lost the sort of front page headlines, but testing is still very important to prevent the spread, whether you've been vaccinated or not. How do people get tested?
So we are doing the Shield saliva-based testing, which is a PCR, and you can go on our website at crossinghealthcare.org and schedule an appointment for that, or you can walk in at 990 North Water. We're testing between 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we're testing about 100 to 150 people per day, so we're testing a good amount of people at that location. Results are available within 24 hours, and again, it's a PCR test, so it's very accurate. So I would encourage you, if you have symptoms that you're concerned about, and a lot of people are right now, there's allergy symptoms are happening. If you have symptoms you're concerned about, stop in and just be safe and get that done. There's also a lot of folks in the community that have jobs that are now requiring weekly surveillance, and so we have a lot of folks taking advantage of this community testing location for weekly surveillance testing that's required by employers.
And is there a charge with that?
No, this is free. This is supported by Illinois Department of Public Health, and we are one of very few handful of community testing sites across the state. So this is a resource that we have in Macon County that is not in many communities, and so I'm hoping folks will take advantage of this.
All right, and what about vaccines?
You know, so you can go on our website and schedule vaccines. We are vaccinating 4 days a week. We have both Moderna and Pfizer. We're giving third dose boosters for those who meet those requirements, and then we're certainly vaccinating. So I would just encourage anybody to go online and schedule those appointments, and there are plenty of opportunities and slots available for those.
All right. And then what about younger kids? When do we think there'll be approval for the younger ages as far as the vaccine is concerned?
Yes, so actually this week it was announced that the FDA is going to review vaccines for ages 5 to 11, November 2nd and 4th. And so they have set the calendar dates for that review to begin. I expect within a week or two of those reviews we will get guidance from the CDC. So that is moving forward. At first we thought we would get approvals by Halloween, and now it looks like it's probably more like Thanksgiving. But again, by the end of this calendar year, we will be moving ahead with vaccinating children age 5 to 11.
And as a side note, I saw in the District 61 board meeting notes that October 15th was the due date for immunizations for kids. This isn't, you know, we don't even think about this. I'm not saying there's not a handful of people that are against it. But every year, you get the vaccines that are required. You got to go to school. You got to report this stuff. You know, why has it been okay for so long and now it's not?
You know, that's a really good question that I wish I understood more, because vaccines are not new. Vaccines have been around for a very long time, and vaccine requirements are not new. We have had those for school-age children for, you know, as long as I can remember, and, you know, that is something that parents have complied with to keep their kids in education system. And so, you know, I'm not sure why suddenly this is such a challenge. I think that, again, this is, again, an us versus them politically charged issue oftentimes, where the science is pretty clear. It's emerging, but it's still very clear. Lots of vaccines have been given. It is generally very safe and is very effective against death and hospitalization, which is what we're trying to accomplish. So, yes, the school deadline for the state of Illinois is October 15th. There are still a sizable amount of students in the county that have not turned in their proof of vaccines and school physicals to the various schools. And so we are working along with the public health department and the school districts to get that information in. And we have lots of available appointments for folks who, if they need that physical and they need those vaccinations, we can do that here at Crossing. And you just need to go ahead and give us a call at 877-9117 to schedule that, because we're down to the wire here.
All right, Tanya, great stuff as always. Have a great day. We'll check in with you soon.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.